All right, so we're back. I think it stopped just when I said Eliminate Chamber, I think it was. But let's dive in into this week's, this week and last week, wrestling. Let's go into, we leap to the end, AEW and the last match Sting, because we need to leave some time for that, not rush it. But let's go into, I think, the most important thing that happened, which is SmackDown. We had a SmackDown. We got The Rock. We got The Bloodline coming in. We got The Rock talking the whole time. Roman Reigns looking at him like, no, in a good face. But I don't know if you guys got the feeling, but Roman Reigns wasn't happy with The Rock talking the whole time. I don't know. I'll leave it up to you, Wise. What do you guys thought about this segment?
Look, before we get into the segment, I want to address the elephant in the room. And I want to talk about some of the stuff that's come up with the Vince McMahon things and the reason why The Rock is getting more involved. Now, there's word on the streets, right? Sportskeeda and a few other sites.
Really trustworthy people.
But what they're saying, and there's a lot of talk, you know, on the forums and the chats and things like that, that Stephanie and Triple H are in some serious shit for covering a lot of the things that Vince did, especially with Ashley Massaro. Now that Ashley Massaro's come, what do you guys think of that and The Rock's involvement in? Now, the rumor is that the reason this guy is getting in front of the camera a lot more, and I know it's like for WrestleMania, but he's also trying to get in front of the guys at TKO, or because of the fact that it potentially he's the one to take over if anything happens to Triple H?
I don't agree with that for two reasons. The first one, first and foremost, is Rock is like he's got his finger in every pie. So he's not going to take over the running of WWE. He just doesn't physically have the time to do that, I'd imagine. In terms of Triple H and Steph covering up what Vince did, look, I don't think anybody covered it up. Everybody knew how Vince was, but it was Vince's company. And what a lot of the wrestlers are saying is like, yeah, I'm reading all this bad stuff now, but with me, he was great. And if it wasn't for him, I would not be where I am. I would not have the life that I have. So I don't think they were covering it up. In fact, I think it was right there for everybody to see. I think this is something that the shit is starting to hit the fan for both Vince and Johnny Ace. I think Vince probably has enough money to that it won't have a huge impact. I mean, it's already had a huge impact in the sense that everybody thought that for Vince to leave WWE, it would only be when he died. So, but he's gone right now, and he just sold some. Like, apparently, he sold like 400 yeah. something million worth of shares. Mm. So he only owns like 9% now, which you know, still a fair bit. But he's got no control and nothing. So in that part, I don't agree with. I think part of the reason, not the whole reason, but part of the reason The Rock is back in a role that is so prominent in front of the camera is to get some attention away from the bad publicity that has come, but will come even more. That's clear as day. Mm. But the truth of the matter is, the mainstream, if I can call it that, the mainstream who aren't wrestling fans, they're going to be here. They'll be here for all the shit, and then they'll go. Wrestling fans, true wrestling fans, have probably, like I said, I've probably always known how Vince was. We didn't know how bad he was until all this stuff came out or started to come out. Well, even when we heard the Behind the Bastards podcast, that those six shows, that shows what type of a person he is. But like I said, I think in a couple of episodes ago, that's the internal conflict we as wrestling fans have. Like the guy that created basically what we love and what we continue to love and what's our passion is also like this Jekyll and Hyde figure who's a complete, according to the allegations, a complete and utter brick. That's the only way to describe him, and that's being nice.
Yeah. Look, it's simple as it's called turning a blind eye. That's what it is. That's what everyone did. Everyone knew. We heard about the plane from hell We don't. Mm.
Absolutely. No
problem. That was the least of it. That's Disneyland.
Yeah. What I'm getting at is that people knew what happened there in the turn up line out. So a lot of the wrestlers put themselves to sleep, got themselves drunk, got to a position that they could easily deny what was happening, because they didn't want to know anything that could get them involved. Like the Undertaker, same thing. The Undertaker turned a blind eye to a lot of stuff. He made sure he wasn't there when it was happening. And if it was happening, do not the least amount of things. To not get to know everything else. So a lot of wrestlers did get involved. We got to remember, Triple H had a dark past as well, man. Like people, Triple H is great now, but man, when he was in his prime, he had a dark past. He's not the whitest sheep out there. He was a really dark sheep during the Vince time and during the Attitude Era and all that stuff. I don't know about The Rock, but so John Cena, like a lot of wrestlers, they're good now, but back then, man, everyone was bad.
Yeah, but the thing is that, like, we talk about back then and that, but the allegations that came out as part of this lawsuit, they're only a couple of years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you look at like the whole history of it, people always turn a blind eye to what Vince did. So the people that actually knew what was happening was the people who was straight away involved with him. Everyone else, if they knew where the chip was steering at, they would turn the blind eye and just pretend that nothing's happening, so they don't know. So that's what probably Vince, Triple H did. That's what probably Stephanie did. That's the reason why Shane left. We all know that. Shane left because he didn't want to fucking get involved with the bullshit anymore. He was just done. So he left in a good time, came back in a good time, and then left again in a good time. So look, unfortunately, it is what it is. Vince is the guy it is. Unfortunately, created this fucking monster that we love, and also he created himself as a monster that unfortunately we can't get behind.
But I'm glad we brought this up, but you know what? Let's fucking move on, because I don't really want to give that more attention. And I mean, that's going to be dealt with in the proper circles. And
absolutely.
You know, he's gone. That's it. The Vince era is over. And you can't get more evidence of that than with the amount of times that Rock said pro wrestling. Like that was a forbidden term under Vince. You can't call 100%. This pro wrestling. This is fucking sports entertainment. No, this is pro wrestling. And it's so good to hear that term back on TV.
Yeah.
You know what? One of the things that I'm really impressed with, man, is that, you know, there is this sense of, hey, you know, yeah, Vince wasn't on, and look, I'll this is the only time I'll say it, that Vince wasn't necessarily thinking, you know, I guess globally, or, you know, wasn't thinking in that sort of sense. And a lot of people know wrestling as pro wrestling. We know it. Mm. We knew it as pro wrestling. Mm. From one day to the next, it became sports entertainment, right? So
yeah.
I think, you know, the fact that they're now looking and they're acknowledging that, hey, this is a product, it's great, but we have to get everyone's appeal back into it. And they're doing things that are incredible. And we'll talk about what Michael Cole did, you know, today, for example. Under Vince's era, things like that would never have happened. So, that's what I'm excited about, is that this progression, who knows what it could lead to, right?
Oh, mate, this is like, I haven't been this excited about wrestling in a very, very long time. The storylines are on point. The product is red hot. It's up. If it hasn't surpassed that, it's certainly up there with the Attitude Era.
Oh, absolutely.
And even the glory days of, like, when I started watching it. It's fantastic. Like I said, and with this Netflix deal, I think something that we haven't really touched on is it's Netflix. So it's not network TV anymore. So pretty much anything goes.
Bobby, have you seen Black Mirror?
Yeah. So I'm quite excited about that. But look, I think we've probably gone off the topic a bit now, and I think we need to get back to what we were talking about, which is SmackDown. And if I may, I'd like to give my views on what's going on at the moment, because, and I'll try and be very short because I've spoken a lot, but there's just so much going on. Okay, we'll cut the SmackDown. We'll cut to that ending, right? You saw two things that happened, in my view, that are very important. And it's very important to pay attention to detail. Very important to pay attention to what's being said and what's being done and what's being shown and what who's doing what. For the first time in my that I can remember, The Rock was interrupted during his last bit by Roman Reigns, and everyone's like, what the hell's going on here? And then you've got Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, who's like this, you know, legendary champion about to surpass Hulk Hogan's record, always seeking acknowledgement, always seeking validation, always seeking like people to recognize who he is. Like he's got this, he's got on top of this mountain, but he's yet so insecure. That's his character. Yeah. And Rock said these words, I acknowledge you as my tribal chief. Now that's very important because he didn't just say, I acknowledge you. He said, I acknowledge you as my tribal chief. And if you go back to that blood, to that bloodline image that they put up of the tree, of the family tree.
Yeah.
If you look at what The Rock's name says, it says High Chief. High Chief is bigger than a tribal chief. So, yes, I acknowledge you as my tribal chief, but guess what? I'm the fucking High Chief.
Exactly.
So that's like saying I acknowledge you as my employee, but at the end of the day, I'm the boss. Okay. So that was one thing that happened. And the second thing that happened that I think is very important, and there are other podcasts that aren't putting as much weight on this as I think they should be. Rock did the L again. When they lifted up that finger, he did the L, and then he tucked the thumb in. But when he did the L, Paul Heyman was looking at him going, what's that? What are you doing?
Exactly.
I'm not saying he's going to turn at WrestleMania, but this is eventually going to turn into a Rock Roman Reigns with Rock being the face. I'm not saying it's going to happen at Mania, and I'm not sure how I feel about the tag team match being on night one, and then I don't like the idea of wrestling, the same people wrestling on both nights. But that's my view on it. What do you guys think?
Look, man, I'm fully with you, man. I saw the High Chief, right, and he had it all there for everyone to see, man. And if you missed it, you know, there's screenshots of it online, right?
Yeah.
So it's clear.
We brought it up before everyone else, you got to say.
Yeah.
We brought it up
absolutely
before everyone else.
But I certainly agree with you, Mars. It's not something that they're going to do now. They'll pull the trigger later on. I think they're going to build on this, and they're just going to keep us salivating like they have for the longest time. And look, and I don't necessarily care if it happens next WrestleMania. I just want this to go for as long as it can, and I want the feuds to happen, man. I want allegiances to come in. You know, recently I heard one of the I can't remember who it was. I'm going to have to look it up. Someone's joining NXT that's from the lineage.
Fatu? But I think he's Kid Tonga's son.
Yeah, it's Kid Tonga's son. Yeah. And so they're starting to bring in more and more Samoans, right? And they're bringing them in for a reason. So what's going to happen? I don't know. But it's getting me pretty damn excited that Paul Heyman noticing, and, you know, Paul Heyman being announced for the Hall of Fame as well. Something could happen in the Hall of Fame. We don't know. Like, it's
no,
it's
nothing happens great in the Hall of Fame ceremony. No, that's all. They keep that formal. Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest. Yeah, I'm excited. I saw Paul Heyman, fucking all good. Now, here's when my issue happens. Rock has officially put out there the call, and the conditions are pretty crazy.
Mm.
The conditions are really crazy because he's what it could happen. So, which I hope one of them actually, the other ones, I hope he does not. So simple as, if Roman Reigns and Brock beat Seth Rollins and Cody at the tag team match, if they do, anything can happen. Second night when Cody Rhodes meets Roman Reigns, which is fine. Now, if it doesn't happen, the bloodline will not interfere into Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns match. If Cody doesn't accept, they will make sure Cody suffers before WrestleMania. Now, which of the three is the one that should happen at WrestleMania? Because all of them had big implications. One of them, if the match happens And if they lose Roman Reigns and The Rock, it will have to be by The Rock betraying Roman Reigns or somehow happening. But if that happens, it means that Cody Rhodes has to win WrestleMania. Has to. He can't lose because Roman Reigns could not be able to win as a heel because he won't have anyone to, you know, to interfere. That's one. If they win, well, at the second nine, it just can bring everyone in. It'll be an all-out match. And if he does, they don't accept, Cody Rhodes is going to get bashed the shit out of him and we might not make it to WrestleMania. I will hope it is because of Cody Rhodes, it probably won't go that way. He will accept more than likely. I don't think he will say no. But I really hope they lose the tag team match. Because if he wins the tag team match, Cody Rhodes, and he's going to lose at WrestleMania, that's the end of the line. That's the end of the story. He won't be able to get another WrestleMania moment. Because Roman Reigns cannot win as no heel. That's the thing. Roman Reigns, at the moment, he needs to win as heel. Especially to continue the storyline with Cody Rhodes. He cannot win clean against Cody Rhodes because that just kills Cody Rhodes 100%.
But
he can come back.
But listen to the stipulation. The stipulation is if Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins win the tag match, then the bloodline cannot interfere in the match. The blood doesn't mean anybody else can't.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean Seth Rollins can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the bloodline cannot interfere, but Seth
Rollins. No, but anybody else can. And that would still be a heel win for Roman.
Absolutely.
Now, I've heard this Seth Rollins theory put forward by Sam Roberts.
Him to train Cody Rhodes?
Yes. And I put that very question to Seth Rollins when I interviewed him at the Elimination Chamber. I said to him, I said, now you said that you're going to be Cody Rhodes' shield. Does that mean you're going to smash him on the back with a chair? And he goes, no, he goes, I'm not intending on betraying Cody Rhodes if he stays in line. That's what he said to me at Elimination Chamber. In the interviews, I've got no doubt he's going to turn on Cody, whether it's at WrestleMania or not. I, as much as of a Cody mark that I am, I just don't see Cody winning at WrestleMania. I see Roman retaining, and I see it as a heel victory. And even if it's not the bloodline, someone's going to interfere in that match. I hope they don't do the tag match the night before. I think they will, but I hope I don't. And what does Drew McIntyre say about all this? Because he's always said he wanted Seth Rollins at 100%. I haven't seen today's Raw, so I don't know what happened. I don't know if Drew said anything, but I'm waiting to hear what Drew says about this. But like I said in the first part of the show, I don't think Rock's going to turn on Roman yet. He's going to turn on him eventually, but I don't think he's going to turn on Roman yet. And if he does turn on Roman, I mean, I suppose one way of doing it was like Rock and Roman win the tag match, which means that they set the rules for the Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. You could put Rock in as a special guest referee and he ends up turning on Roman and giving Cody the title. But I don't think that's just the waste of The Rock. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's going to happen. No, that cannot happen that way.
What do you think, Renzo?
No, man, look, I'm with you, Mars. I think your theory is right. This tag match, I don't even know how Seth Rollins is doing this, man, with the amount of injuries this guy's got. You know, it's kind of crazy that they're willing to risk that potentially. Are they going to play it safe? Yeah, they'll play it safe. Will there be interference? I don't know. But then they need to protect him, man, because he's got to face Drew. Will Seth drop to Drew? Absolutely. What's going to happen with the Roman Reigns Cody? I agree, man. Roman will win. Cody won't, and that'll continue as well.
So you guys are going for which one of them? Which one of all of them? Number one, two, or three?
Oh, I think we just took a bit of all of them.
I didn't think about that. I didn't put in in count the fact that you said about Seth Rollins turning to Cody Rhodes. I didn't know. That's a good way. A good point. So it could be a heel turn. The only thing is Seth Rollins been after Roman Reigns for a while, so him turning to Cody Rhodes is kind of not really smart at the moment. Why would he do it? He's defending his title. He wants to prove he's a champion. You know, he'll probably lose against Drew, which we all think is going to happen. But I don't see him betraying Cody Rhodes for no reason. He has made a lot of effort to say, I'll help you. I'll be your shield and stuff.
I'll be your shield. What did he do with the shield?
Exactly. And who would point that out? Someone pointed out about the chair. I don't know who said that about the chair. Did you say it? Pointed out about the chair. So yeah, like he would turn to him and he kind of laugh. So it could be, but I don't see him Seth Rollins aligning with Roman Reigns because he already done it.
Well, he's not aligning. He's not. He's just going. He's being a lone wolf, basically.
Yeah,
a lone wolf. But you helping out the guy that you want to take out, which is Roman Reigns. He's been after Roman Reigns. He's been wanting that match for a while. He wants that title. You know, so I don't know. I see it really unlikely.
I don't think he wants that. I don't think Seth wants that title because he's continuously criticizing that title. That's like the part-time title. That's the Hollywood title.
Because of Roman Reigns. Not because the champion. It's just because Roman Reigns has been the champion and he hasn't been defending the title. That's the main reason. Just I don't see him betraying Cody Rhodes for this unless something else is happening. Now, also, we got to remember the tribal chief had a meeting with Grayson Waller.
Yes.
We don't know what happened. We don't know what they talk about it. And he said to him, what I'm going to say to you is for you is only no one else.
Yeah.
So we don't know what Grayson Waller said to, or what, you know, Roman Reigns said to Grayson Waller.
So yep.
That could be have some involvement somewhere in the future. Maybe involvement in the pay-per-view. I don't know. So
and also,
a lot of unknowns, but it's great.
And also another unknown, we don't know what The Rock said to Cody in the ring. You know, when he handed him that fight at WrestleMania, we don't know. And there's been two occasions where Cody's tried to tell us and he was interrupted both times. Yeah. One of them was here in Perth when Grayson Waller interrupted him. And I can't remember the second one. So I think that's something that they're going to play on too. There's just like we always say with this storyline, there's so many unknowns, which makes it so great. Like it could end up anywhere.
Yeah.
It really could. And like, we all saw it and I couldn't believe it. Like a 20-minute promo on Instagram by The Rock, where he did not hold back. Like he was swearing. He even bloody used Dave LeGrecker from Busted Open. Like he ripped him apart. And Dave's great. Like if you see Dave's response, Dave's so passionate and like talk about blurring lines. Like, mate, that was unbelievable. And then right at the end, like The Rock, he's like, Cody Rhodes, fuck your story. And I'm like, whoa, 20-minute promo and that's how you end it. Like the guy's a legend. The guy's the GOAT on the mic. There's no doubt about that. So that promo was, and I hope we see more of that stuff, man, because I love that shit.
Yeah, 100%. We all do. So just unknown. That's the great word. And that's what we want. The unknown. They help us to do these crazy storylines that we put in our heads and we don't know what the fuck is going to happen, but it's just great. It's just so good. So many avenues, so many unknowns, what could happen. We'll have two nights of wrestling, of the tribal chief wrestling two nights, Cody Rhodes wrestling two nights, Seth Rollins defending the title in one of those nights. So it's a lot happening in those two nights. And remember, Triple H, you said this is going to be something you never seen before. And that's been brought up over and over and over and over and again to remind the wrestling fans, you will experience something as you never seen before. Like this will be a special WrestleMania.
And it's Philadelphia. And it's Philadelphia. So you're getting a very smart wrestling crowd.
Exactly. So you will have something that we remember. It's WrestleMania 40, so it has to be something to remember for the ages. So whatever happens here, man, it's going to leave us all with just
WrestleMania XL, WrestleMania extra large.
You know, the Forbidden Door is going to get broken here, more than likely. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. So let's leave that at the moment. WWE, I think that's what we want to talk about, WWE, apparently mentioned. But let's jump to AEW because we had AEW in Revolution. which just happened, our AEW expert Renzo runs us through it because he was Sting's last match in retirement.
Yeah, man. Look, what I want to say is that Sting finished AEW with a 29-0 record, which is amazing for a man his age. Look, I still can't get over the fact that this guy is... Yeah, and as a champion, the fact that this guy's like 63, like what the hell? And they asked him at the press conference because Tony Khan said that he didn't want him to retire, then he wanted to retire, wanted him to retire it all out. And Sting was like, oh, no, I can't. Like, I can't. I've decided. That's it. But it was really cool to see his sons there as well. So his sons, one of his sons was dressed up as, you know, original Sting, yeah, you know, with the American jacket. And then another son was dressed as NWO Sting. So that was really cool, man, to see him come out with his sons. And he came out to Metallica's Seek and Destroy, which was icing on the cake as well. So, and look, the match was great. The Young Bucks put on an amazing show. Ric Flair made an appearance, of course. He got a double kick to the face, Ric Flair, which was amazing. But I think the highlight there, you know, besides Sting retirement match, was Darby Allin, man, going through that massive pane of glass. Was just sickening. And I think I sent you guys a message. I was like, oh my God, they killed my boy. They killed our boy.
Yeah.
Because we're all fans of Darby and the crazy shit he does. And, you know, and Miles was saying that he's going to go climb Mount Everest now.
Yeah.
It's like,
as you do. Wow. Yeah.
As you do. When you're not.
Well, he's when you're, so he can just go and have some free time now.
Yeah, so that means that the Sting and Darby won, but because Sting is retiring, the tag team belts championships now vacated, which is great because, you know, there'll be some, you know, competition for the belt and to see who's the new champion. But, you know, great for Sting, man. And I think I mentioned it before, Michael Cole tonight on Raw mentioned Sting and, you know, congratulations to Sting on his 40-year career. And that's, you know, and that's another thing that would never have happened with Vince McMahon. And they did a video package for Sting, which was really good because they showed a lot of stuff from, you know, his NWA days, New Japan, the stuff that he was doing in New Japan, because Sting's wrestled everywhere, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't. They said that Tony Khan didn't ask WWE for the WCW footage or WWE footage. I don't know why he didn't ask. And supposedly the word on the street is that if Tony Khan would have asked, they would have gladly have given him whatever he wanted for Sting's retirement match. So look, they're kind of saying that the door's open. Michael Cole, I think, reinforced that by, you know, acknowledging King. And Pat McAfee, you know, was like, oh my God, I watched the match. It was great. But Michael Cole had to cut him off because he would have kept going about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, sad to see Sting go. What a legend. The dream match that we all wanted, Undertaker versus Sting, never happened. But yeah, you know, it's just one of those things.
It's Sting, you know, we're not going to hear anymore, man. But fun.
No.
That match was great. And a lot of things happened there I don't know. I think it's just my crazy mind could get involved in WrestleMania. We just talked about it. I think, I don't know. The Young Bucks came in to Cody Rhodes. I don't know if you guys picked up on that. They came up with the Cody Rhodes rope kind of style.
Yeah.
So when Cody Rhodes was part of the board members of AEW, which is something really strange, something that we weren't expecting. But Sting, man, that match was great. He looked awesome. Darby Allin just took all the bumps and just made the match good look even more hectic for Sting. The end of the match, man, I'm surprised he left as champion. I think that was the biggest surprise. I didn't expect him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now, great career, man. And a great revolution that which left with a lot of stuff happened there. But the main thing was Sting's retirement. And yeah, man, great career, man.
Your thoughts on Sting, Mars?
Oh, absolute legend. I didn't like, obviously I was, my exposure to Sting was came mainly through the WCW days. Because he was always the guy that, you know, was always in NWA and never came to the WWF as it was at then. But yeah, he's mate, you cannot, I've not heard anybody say a bad word about Sting in all his time in professional wrestling. It was good to see him go out as a champion. I mean, there's some school of thought that, you know, when you're retiring, you go out looking at lights, but nah, he won. So good on him. Darby Allin, absolute freak. Well, I'm sure it was an honor for him to tag with Sting in the last match. I don't know much about AEW. I mean, interesting that it was against the Young Bucks. I don't know if I would have picked that, but, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, so no, absolute legend. But, you know, he might be back. You know, wrestlers retiring is like when boxers retire.
67, man. He's happy to let go.
Oh, no, I'm sure he won't come. Well, I don't think he'll come back. But and good on him, man. Like,
well, make appearance.
He's made money. He'll make appearance. Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But, yeah. Yeah, good on him, man. Like, he's been a good worker and comes across as a really nice guy too. So, yeah.
And talking about AEW, what do you think about the massive rumor, but it's just not fan face, you know, crazy shit that we want to happen of Jon Moxley appearing at WrestleMania?
No.
No?
I'll stop watching wrestling.
Why? Oh, snap.
What? You said that
about I'll be one of those again.
Nothing happens to watching. Shut up. Huh? You said that before.
and because I'm sure that I'll say it when I'm sure that stuff won't happen.
Why not? To the Shield, to he come to the aid of Cody Rhodes.
Why would they fuck up the storyline by bringing back some guy that, first of all, didn't enjoy his time at WWE from all these interviews after he left. A guy that is
CM Punk.
Yeah, I know, but CM Punk, but Jon Moxley is still contracted to AEW, and WWE is not going to help AEW by showing one of their main guys in their biggest show of the year.
Well, it's a one to remember, so who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Remember.
Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things happen. That's true.
But I think that's highly unlikely.
No, it is highly unlikely. I think the same, but it's just the fact that, like, I think people brought it up because of the fact that it said Ronnie started to bring up the Shield so much and just reminding the Shield and the Shield that people was like, fuck, Jon Moxley. It's the first thing that comes to your head. I don't know. What do you think, Renzo?
But Jon Moxley wasn't in the Shield. Dean Ambrose was in the Shield.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah,
it's true too.
Look, I think that, like we've said, stranger things have happened. I think one of the weirdest things that my head exploded and I never thought would happen was when Eric Bischoff walked into Raw. That was probably one of the most mental things that I've seen in wrestling. That guy nearly brought WWE to its knees, and here he is, you know, walking into general manager of Raw. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, but that's when WWE owned WCW. They weren't competing.
True. But still, Vince hated him, like, for a really long time, right? So, look, I don't know. It potentially could happen. Like I said, stranger things have happened. Weird things happen in wrestling. It'll be cool to see him just go do an in-and-out chest shot and walk out like he normally does, but see what happens.
It's akin to, like, if we're both selling a product, for example, we're selling a car, right? And I sell Holdens and you sell Fords, right? And I've got my biggest motor show of the year, and I say, hey, can you drive me in your Ford so I can sell my Holdens?
There's a bit of a stretch there because it's not the same because he says he's had to, because they've done once against the other. They've tried to say who's the best, and you know, they're versus each other.
We know who the best is. There's no argument who's the best.
Yeah, I know, like, but what I'm saying, it has happened. like brands that we like, oh, they never met each other. They meet each other just because the fans demanded and people be like, okay, let's do it, you know? Why not? Once in a
But no one's demanding this. I don't want it.
Look, I think the real issue here is that between the wrestlers themselves in WWE, AEW, like they're all friends.
Of course.
Outside the ring, you know?
Like, yeah.
They don't give no, they love for an opportunity to like, you know, cross promote and, you know, and they, whenever they get the chance, they do, right? Like they just put it on Instagram now.
No, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
I'm not a fucking total mark. I understand how it works. And I do like AEW. And I think when there's competition, high tide raises all ships, but I just don't see WWE giving that kind of attention to AEW. I see AEW doing that. On the other, if it goes the other way, I see them bringing in a WWE guy.
Because this is the thing, you are not actually giving attention to something that no one knows. You're talking about something that everyone knows about. That's the thing.
Yeah, but why would you help lift them? Why would you help, like, technically they're your competition. Why would you help lift them?
How are you going to lift that? But that's the thing. How are you going to lift something that...
Exposure. Because exposure, not everybody. Wrestling fans know about it. If everybody knew about it, they'd get higher numbers, they'd get higher ratings, they'd get higher crowds. What WrestleMania does, WrestleMania brings the casual eye and the people that watch wrestling once a year just to watch WrestleMania. Why, when you've got all those new eyes or those yearly eyes, once a year eyes, on your product, looking at the biggest storyline in professional wrestling that professional wrestling has had in a very, very, very long time, why would you fuck that storyline up by introducing a guy that has nothing to do with anything apart from something that happened years ago when he was called something else and when he was part of something else? Doesn't make any sense.
Because TKO is buying AEW. I don't know. Just kidding.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Talking shit again. Hey, guys, we got 2 minutes. So, Renzo, what are you going to say? And then Renzo verse.
Look, that's all I wanted to say. I want to get into the WrestleVerse because this one's crazy. This week's WrestleVerse. This match, please watch it if you haven't already. It comes from Lucha Underground, one of the best wrestling promotions that was out there. Managed or, you know, part owned by Robert Rodriguez, the director, who's directed movies like Desperado, El Mariachi, and many, many more, you know, the Grindhouse movies as well. This match is Pentagon Dark. So Pentagon Dark versus Hitokiri. Now, if you don't know who Hitokiri is a Japanese female wrestler, now most commonly known as Io Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Watch this match. It is fucking crazy. They just really smacked the living shit. Sorry?
Is this the one with the chops?
Oh man, it's got more than chops. It's going through chairs, everything. This match is absolutely crazy. Watch this match. Highly recommended. Pentagon Jr. versus Hitokiri, otherwise known as Io Shirai or Io Sky. You guys will love it.
Oh man, I think I've seen parts in coming Instagram and stuff like that. So that's absolutely nuts. And because we're doing this in a free software, we are so limited on time. So we're getting to the end of these guys. Fucking great to get back to you guys talking about wrestling, even though we had a week off and we had the great months with what happened in Elimination Chamber. So anything to say, Renzo, before Master give us the goodbye?
Yeah, look, thanks for our listeners all over the world. We've got Adash in India and Renato in Brazil. So thanks, guys, for the support. And you've let us know that you're listening. So keep on listening. We'll give you some shout-outs.
Yeah, thanks, guys. All good. And I don't have much time left, so I'm not going to do a outro like I used to.